Okay, thank you. Sherry Rose is a graduate student in epidemiology at UC Berkeley, and Denise Hurd and Mei Wang are on the faculty at UC Berkeley. I wasn't actually associated with this study. I'm standing in for them because Sherry couldn't make it at the last minute. So there is much that I won't know, unfortunately. It was funded by a UC funding source and by a private donor. And the overview basically is that we'll show you a little bit about national data, but the main point here is we're going to show you California data from the large California Health Interview Survey. Okay, well, you know a lot of this, but youth obesity is increasing. So this is Haines 2 and this is Haines 03, 04, up to almost 14% in children 2 to 5, 6 to 11, it's almost 19% and 18% in adolescents now. Did that go down? Ethnic groups also, this is consistent with the previous speaker, that African Americans and Hispanics have extremely high prevalence rates of obesity in the United States. Whites, white males about 26, white females about 22. The Asian one, we will focus a bit on Asians, and it's remarkably high to me, 22% among males and 10% among females. So we're assessing obesity prevalence and analyzing the risk factors associated with that in children and separately in adolescents. Okay, so a little bit about the way California differs from the U.S. Where's my little pointer? There we go. So, for example, less than 60% of Californians are white. And compared with the U.S., almost 11% of Californians are Asian American, fewer African Americans in California, and many more other ethnic groups in California. Birthplace also differs. Only three-quarters of Californians were born here, whereas 26% were born somewhere else. So we have a very diverse ethnic mix in California. And 26% speak mainly Spanish at home. So the California Health Interview Survey is the largest statewide health survey in the United States. It's modeled after the National Health Interview Survey, and it's designed to assess health status, chronic diseases, conditions, and so on. It started in 2001, and it's conducted every 2 years using random digit dial. So in 2001, 56,000 adults were surveyed, 5,800 adolescents, and 12,000 children. Very large sample size. Response rate was 37.7%, which, although comparable to other studies, is not terrific. Administered in five languages. Children's data were based on parental report. Adolescents' data were based on the adolescent self-report, except for parental education and so on. So Sherry analyzed the 2001 data using Stata, using sample weights to bring it up to a sample representative of California, and using jackknife methods to estimate the appropriate standard errors. And just analyzed African American, Latino, Asian, or white. She looked mainly at BMI, and with lots of covariates, indicator variables for age, gender, ethnic group, citizenship, geography, fruit and vegetable, soda, juice, TV watching and video game playing, computer usage, and parental education and income. So obesity prevalence among all rates, all groups, is high. Among children 4 to 11, almost 50% of African-American and Latino children were obese. And among adolescents, approximately 15 to 20% of African-American and Latino were obese, and approximately 10% of white and Asian-American children were obese. I'm going to go pretty quickly through the summary statistics, but just to highlight a little bit. So for children, mean age 7.8 years, mean BMI 19.85, and summary statistics for high school for parental education. So about one-third had less than a high school education. It's one-third, one-third, one-third approximately. There were, it's a wonderful survey to have so many, such a large sample that you can look at a lot of these things. So 44% of the children had, their parents reported they had 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. These statistics down here are similar to what the previous speaker pointed out in terms of sedentary behaviors. So hours per watching TV or playing video games, almost 2.2 hours a day, plus 3/4 of an hour using the computer for fun. And here we're talking about kids 4 through 11. For the adolescents, the average age was 14.6, BMI was about 22, and slightly more of the adolescents were had parents with less than a high school education. And again, if we look at the servings of fruits and vegetables, about 0.4, about 40% of them had reported having 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, 2.8 hours of a day of watching TV and playing video games, and 1.3 hours, so what is that up to? 3-4 hours a day of sedentary activity. So looking at risk factors for obesity, I'm going to show you the logistic regression results for that. So this is for the children 4 through 11. Boys 4 through 11 were significantly more likely to be obese than were girls. Number of soda servings per day was a significant predictor of being obese. Number of hours watching TV or playing video games was a significant predictor of being obese. And, of course, African Americans and Latinos were significantly more likely to obese, and compared with whites, Asian Americans were less likely, almost significant. Oops. Interactions. Okay, so this is also similar to the previous speaker in that among African Americans and Latinos, parents with more education were less likely to have children who are obese. Parents with more income were less likely to have children who are obese. But that's among African Americans, Latinos, and whites. I'll show you the same thing for adolescents. So again, males were more likely than females to be obese. Hours per day watching TV is again statistically significant predictor of being obese, and Asian Americans were significantly less likely, adolescents were less likely to be obese than were white adolescents. And among the adolescents, there was an interaction in an unexpected direction. So this one at the bottom is in the same direction we saw before. So higher parental education among whites, the adolescents were less likely to be obese. So higher education, lower obesity. Among the Asian American adolescents, the association was in the opposite direction. Among Asian Americans who had higher income, they were more likely to be obese than the ones with lower income or education. So this is basically saying the same thing. It's a different type of analysis, but Asian American children with higher family income were more likely to be obese. So obviously there are a number of limitations for all of these analyses, the most significant one presumably being the low response rate, but you would think a higher response rate would have produced even higher numbers, higher percentage of obesity, because it's more likely the more well-educated people who are answering. So results highlight the high level. I was really surprised myself. Overall prevalence among children was 35%. Overall prevalence among adolescents was 13%. Soda consumption and hours watching TV was a highly significant risk factor. But with Asian American adolescents, the income education association was in the opposite direction. Part of the theorizing about what may have caused this was, for example, that whites, African Americans, and Latinos may view junk food as cheap food, while Asian American, particularly immigrants, may consider such foods luxuries and associated with higher social status. Gail Harrison found something similar, that among Asian Americans in California, parents are torn between traditional Asian diets and having their children be adopting American diets, and so they may find fast food more easily available, low in cost, and so on. Leah Fernald found something similar among Mexican adults, similar to the African American and Hispanics, that as economic resources increase, people have more money to spend on high-calorie beverages and so on. I think I'll go on because I think I'm out of time. Okay. So she is going to go on to analyze future studies of the California Health Interview Survey, and I